The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today FM.
Yesterday, at least 11 prisoners were hospitalised at Midlands Prison after suspected overdoses of the synthetic drug nitazine. The Irish Penal Reform Trust has said overcrowding in prisons is making the problem of drugs in prison worse. I'm joined now by Saoirse Brady of the Irish Penal Reform Trust and Conor Lally, Crime and Security Editor with the Irish Times. Conor, I'll start with you. How did these events unfold yesterday at the Midlands Prison?
Well, essentially, I mean, word went up, I suppose, yesterday evening that a group of six prisoners had suffered drugs overdoses in the jail. And then really, as the news began to unfold over the following hours, we realised that that was climbing higher. So it became pretty clear quickly that the staff there were dealing with a fairly serious incident, and which would involve, as we could tell, 10 or more. And that's what actually has come to pass. Six of those prisoners are actually still in hospital now, and three of them are in ICU. There are particular concerns about one man. He seems to be very seriously ill, but hospital staff and prison staff are hopeful that they will all be able to pull through, and I think there are really only very serious concerns about one of those men, but as I say, six of them are still being treated in hospital.
And what do they take?
Well, that's open to question as of yet. There was a quantity of drugs found in one of the cells on the C wing in Portlaoise prison where all these men were housed, and that's been sent to be analysed. Now, the Gardaí and prison staff, they believe that very potent synthetic opioids have been in circulation in the jails, and they believe that these men took those drugs, perhaps thinking they were taking something else. And because the substance that they took was much stronger than they thought they were taking, they obviously overdosed. And the concern is, I suppose, these synthetic opioids, they are becoming more common on the streets of Ireland, and whatever happens really outside prison settings will, also happen in the jails. So as these drugs are being imported more, they're being sold on the streets more, they will end up in the prisons. And the nature of drug trafficking and the way drugs are taken in jails, once a parcel of drugs comes in, they're generally consumed very quickly by a large group of people. So one of these bags of drugs gets into a jail, you can have an outbreak, and a lot of people can get really seriously ill all at the same time. Mm. That's what happened yesterday.
And the drug that's being mentioned is nitazine. It's the synthetic opioid. I mean, this is our Ireland's version of kind of fentanyl, which is we've seen for years in the States, right?
It really is, I suppose, yeah. I mean, these drugs, these synthetic drugs, they have been around a long time, like, 70 years or more. But they were really, started off as research chemicals in the US, and they weren't widely known outside that setting for many, many years. But what's happening now is they are being produced in, very often backstreet labs made from precursor chemicals that are often sourced in China, and they're essentially cooked up, and even a tiny quantity of these drugs is really, really powerful. And as you say, the real big problem with this is they are much, much stronger than, heroin, cocaine. So they can end up, a small quantity of it can end up in a bag of heroin. If that's taken by a heroin user, they will take the quantity that they believe they can handle, and that will cause a lot of damage. So they're, the Gardaí are very concerned about this. This is also becoming more popular now in Ireland, as there are fears that the supply of heroin in Ireland is going to dry up over the next 6 to 12 months. And that's because the Taliban in Afghanistan has really clamped down on production of the drug there. So European stocks are starting to run low. And the fear is that when those stocks of heroin run low in Europe, these synthetic opioids will effectively take the place of heroin, and that could have very serious consequences, as we've seen in the US over the last, say, 5 to 10 years.
Conor, it seems ridiculously easy to access drugs in prisons. How are drugs so easily making their way into prisons? What are the methods that they find their way in?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, they're coming in, by all means. I mean, if you look at these jails, they, you know, some of them house hundreds of people. They've got hundreds of staff as well. They've got caterers going in and out. They've got, you know, laundry trucks going in and out and so on. So there is traffic in and out of these prisons every single day. It's very hard to keep drugs out of the prison walls. We've had cases where, you know, prison gangs will run a particular drug supply route into jails. They will pressure people going out to court appearances, maybe, you know, hospital appointments and so on, to you know, collect drugs outside the jail, bring them, often conceal them internally and bring them back into prisons. We've had things like parcels of drugs being thrown over prison walls into exercise yards. We've even had drones being flown into jails carrying drugs in. So really there are a lot of ways that you can get drugs into a jail, and there are a lot of people in prison who are earning, you know, lots of cash from selling drugs on prison landings, and they're sitting around all day, every day, and all they have to do is think of ways in which to bring in more drugs. And they're creative and they're clever and they're highly motivated, and, you know, that's how it's happening.
Yeah. Saoirse Brady, Irish Penal Reform Trust Executive Director. Saoirse, like, how big of a problem is drugs, you know, in Irish prisons at the moment? And even, you know, in comparison with other countries, is it a massive problem at the moment?
Well, rather than focus on the issue of drugs within the prison, I would focus on the issue of addiction in prison and the lack of treatment and supports that are there for people. We know that very many people, and probably the majority of people in prison, have a mental health and or addiction issue. And that was acknowledged by the government when it set up a high-level task force back in 2020. Well, it reported in 2022 and made recommendations to try and divert people from going to prison where they did have experience of mental health or addiction challenges. You know, in terms of drugs within our prison system, we know there are drugs. The Irish Prison Service published its strategy, its drug strategy last year in 2023. And it does take a zero tolerance approach. But I suppose, as Connor outlined there, we know there are drugs in prison. So we have to face the reality of that. Of course, we want that reduced. Of course, we know there are security concerns. But prison does reflect society, and what happens in society happens in prison and is exacerbated in prison. Prison is an inherently traumatic experience for anyone that goes in there. And at the moment, with the record levels of overcrowding of more than 5,000 people in the prison system for the first time since July of this year, we're seeing people not even have a bed in a prison cell, maybe sharing that prison cell with two, three, four other people, having to sleep with their head beside a toilet. There's a lack of dignity there. So where people may have had mental health or addiction issues or both in the past, you know, they're not going to overcome them currently with the conditions that are there. And the majority of people who end up going to prison very often go there for short sentences for less serious offences. So they might be in for a matter of weeks or months. And they're not going to get the supports that they need within prison because the waiting lists are so long that they might enter prison and be released again before they're even assessed. So we really need to invest in those supports. But what I would say as well is we really need to invest in community supports. We need to ensure that people who have mental health or addiction issues or both are able to access the supports that they need in the community before they reach crisis point, because it's very often when they reach crisis point that they commit a crime or offence and end up before a judge. We'd also say that there are alternatives to prison that should be explored, and that would reduce the pressure on the system overall. If you'd fewer people in prison, you know, staff wouldn't be so overstretched. You would have outlets within the prison system as well for people who are trying to overcome addiction issues. You know, so the gym would be open, the schools or workshops would be open, even the tuck shop would be open, and that would reduce tensions overall, reduce pressure on prison staff, because in fairness, prison staff at the moment are under huge amounts of pressure with the number of people they are currently dealing with.
Connor, briefly and finally, is Ireland being seen as a kind of in a bigger scenario here, a kind of a gateway into Europe for, you know, cartel drug gangs?
It is, yes. I mean, we've seen a lot of, you know, very large seizures over the last year passing through Irish ports and Irish waters. And indeed, even over the last week, we've had 103 million euros worth of drugs, cannabis and cocaine passing through Dublin and Roscommon Airport. So really, the guards are now expressing concern that Ireland is being seen as a route, you know, mainly from South America, drugs being shipped across the seas into Ireland, and that Ireland is seen as a, you know, a backdoor into Europe. And a lot of these really big seizures that we're seeing, you know, 10 million or more, they're passing through Ireland on their way to Europe, and the guards are getting concerned about it, because this is an increasing trend. Even though it's been a problem all over Europe, I think Ireland is now being seen as an increasingly popular transit country for the major European and South American cartels.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll leave it there. Conor Lally, Crime and Security Editor with the Irish Times, and Saoirse Brady, thank you very much, Irish Penal Reform Trust Executive Director.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.